Hi, my name's Walter Hanks. I'm a fishery technical officer that I work for Environment Agency Wales. I'm here today with my colleague Perrine Algieri, who also works for Environment Agency Wales for Fishery Technical Unit. We're today in Paddan Lake. We are returning the char that we captured here with the fike nets, which was early December last year, that'd be 2011. The fish eggs from the captured fish were taken down to Mouth a Hatchery. They were reared on at the hatchery in Dolgellau, which is an Environment Agency hatchery. And as you can see, we've returned them today, and they range from 5 centimetres up to 15 centimetres. The reason we're doing this is because during our surveys, which we've been doing for quite a number of years now, we've noticed a steady decline in the numbers of fish that we catch year on year. So this is just to boost the population and give them just that little bit extra help in being able to survive. The reason that we're putting them in this area is hopefully they will imprint on this area, as this is the Avon Bala that runs into Llyn Paddan. It's the main spawning area for Paddan char, and hopefully they will imprint as they make their passage down the Avon Bala into Paddan Lake.
How many did you release?
666. And they are approximately, December, they're 11 months old, 10 11 months old fish. And as you can see, they're in fantastic condition.
What's your survival
rate? Very good in the hatchery, very good. I think it was about 95% survival, possibly a little bit more, I'm not too sure on the exact, but it was definitely at least 95% survival. They do so well in the hatchery environment, they settle down quickly, but they are a cold water species, and they like to live at depth in Paddan Lake, anywhere between 10, 13, 15 metres depth.
Where will they go, once you're putting today?
They'll return to Paddan Lake, hopefully, and grow on, and eventually come back up the Avon Bala and spawn.
You were talking about imprinting.
Yes, it's a process that, hopefully this is that we're trying to just give them all the help they can get in actually having to swim down the Avon Bala. They will be aware of their surroundings and hopefully imprint on their journey back to the Llyn Paddan, and therefore we'll be able to know where to return when the spawning season arrives and when they're old enough to do so.
Where do they spawn?
They spawn along the length of the Avon Bala, especially in the top end here. They'll select areas of clean gravel. It has to be absolutely, conditions have to be perfect for them.
And are they very sensitive after the
change? Very sensitive, yes, to all sorts. To water pollution, to temperatures, all sorts of stuff can affect their survival, yes.